And good morning, and welcome to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and I hope you're having a good day. You're going to be talking today with Maggie from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you on this warm morning?
Yes, I'm doing well. How are you?
I think the warmest we've had this time of year for a while. Watching the weather this morning, they said the normal is like 88 or something.
Oh, gosh.
We're a little bit above that.
Yeah, we're looking at like 100 degrees, I think I saw today. So it's going to be a hot one.
Right. So just briefly here, what are we going to talk about today? It's kind of a special month, even though it's almost over, but we're still in it.
Yes. So it is June Dairy Month. So we'll be talking about that and kind of how you can celebrate this month and a little bit about the history of June Dairy Month. And like you said, we're kind of winding down in our month of June, but summertime is a great time to celebrate dairy. And, you know, next month is July Ice Cream Month. So both June and July are the perfect time to celebrate dairy.
Exactly. Can't beat both these 2 months.
I agree.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break real quick here. We'll come back and talk some more with Maggie from the St. Louis Dairy Council here during June Dairy Month. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back again. Talking today with Maggie from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And as you mentioned, June is Dairy Month. So that means we're celebrating everything dairy, right?
Yes, we are.
So I guess we'll just start off, how did Dairy Month get started?
Yeah, so National Dairy Month actually began in 1939. So this is actually the 85th year that we have been celebrating National Dairy Month. And it actually began as National Milk Month. So it was National Milk Month in 1937. And then 2 years later, it was changed to National Dairy Month because, as you know, there's so many great dairy foods out there, and we want to celebrate all of them. So, you know, of course, they all originate with milk. So definitely a shout out to milk and our dairy farmers. Our dairy farmers are the ones who, you know, are on the dairy farm every single day, taking care of the cows, producing the milk. So we definitely want to do a shout out to them this month because they are the ones who, you know, they're the reason why we celebrate National Dairy Month.
Exactly. Well, you say it's been around since 39. Milk's been around a lot longer than that.
Yes.
When was the first National Milk Month celebrated, and what was happening in the dairy industry before 1937?
Yeah, so 1937, like you said, that was when National Milk Month was first celebrated. But actually, this year is actually, it's kind of a cool year. It's actually the 100th anniversary of the Standard Milk Ordinance, which actually is now known as the Grade A Pasteurized Milk Ordinance. But basically what that is it's the standardization of pasteurizing milk. So like you said, milk has been around a lot longer than, you know, the 1937 when National Milk Month started. And milk was actually pasteurized before we even started celebrating these yearly, you know, celebrations of milk and dairy. And I think that's something that's really cool. It's, you know, pasteurized milk, it is kind of what makes milk one of the safest foods that we can consume as Americans. So it's definitely something to celebrate.
So that's what helps make our milk safe to drink. We know it's going to be, it's going to follow standards. It's not just something that, you know, someone goes out to the cow, gets a bucket, pours it in a bottle, and throws it in the store. You know, I mean, it's goes through a process.
Correct. Yeah. So that's so like you said, that's the standardizing of it. So that's the rules and guidelines that the dairy farmers have to follow on the farm, that the production, you know, factories have to follow, that, you know, when they actually bottle it and package it and bring it to the store, you know, they follow all of these guidelines. And like I said, that's 100 years of safety that we have had with milk. And that is definitely something to celebrate. That's a really big thing to do. And there's not a lot of foods out there that you can say are that safe, because they don't pasteurize, or they don't, you know, have that opportunity for that safety guidelines that milk does.
One thing I find interesting here, that milk is the official state beverage in 20 different states.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was kind of a fun fact. So there's actually not every state has a state beverage. Mm-hmm. So there's actually only 33 states that have a state beverage. But yeah, milk is the state beverage in 20 of them. So that's a majority of the states have milk as their beverage that they celebrate. And I think that's pretty cool. And definitely, you know, during National Dairy Month, it's a good time to bring that up.
True. True, yeah. I did not realize that, you know, states, I mean, you've got the state bird, the state, you know, flower and all those.
But, right.
You know, you have, 33 states that have a state drink.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully moving forward, we'll get a couple extra that have a state beverage, and milk will be that beverage.
Did they have the state cookie? State cake.
And those definitely would go with milk also. So
exactly. Milk and cookies.
So. Yes.
So, in addition to the safety of milk, what makes milk, I mean, we've talked about it before, but it's always important. What makes it an important part of our diet?
Yes. So there are 13 essential nutrients that are found in milk. And basically, those are things that our body needs, nutrients our body needs. We have to get them from food. And those are things like calcium, which is going to keep our bones strong. Protein, which is going to help us build muscles. It's going to give us energy, help us stay full for longer. And then you also have things like vitamin D, phosphorus, B vitamins, vitamin A, again, there's 13 of them. I could go on and on. So there's all kinds of great things that come from milk. And then in addition to that, milk is what then, that's the main ingredient in all of these other dairy foods. So, you know, in addition to if you're drinking a glass of milk, if you're eating any of these other dairy foods, then you also get all of the benefits that are coming from milk in addition in those dairy foods.
So a lot of health packed into there with that as well, health benefits.
Correct, yes. And something great about dairy too is that it pairs really well with other foods and other food groups. You know, you were talking about milk and cookies. That's a good example. But in addition to, you know, dessert foods, it does kind of, it pairs well with other foods as well. So, you know, if you are maybe, you know, adding cheese to a salad or a sandwich or something like that, or, you know, having yogurt and fruit in the morning. It just pairs really well with all kinds of other foods that are going to give you, again, extra nutrients and extra benefits for your body.
Right. And what is it that all kids leave out for Santa at Christmas time? You know,
yes, milk and cookies and milk. Yes, agreed. Yes.
So I was watching TV the other day, and I see that the Olympics are getting close here as they're doing some of the final qualifications in that. You wonder why I mentioned the Olympics. Well, how does dairy fit into the summer games this
Yes.
year?
Yes. Yeah. So dairy, actually, milk and dairy, it has a lot of really great benefits. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the calcium to keep your bones strong. That's really important for athletes. We also talked about protein. That's going to help build muscles and help you recover after exercise. Again, really important for athletes. But something is that, you know, yes, the Olympics are going on. And yes, you know, it's kind of, I feel like over the summertime, people are more active. They're usually, maybe they're outside playing with kids or walking the dog or doing different things. They're just more active in general. And so you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to get all of the benefits from dairy. But they definitely do all of these great things. Dairy foods also have carbohydrates in them. So that's your main source of energy for your body. So it's going to give you lots of energy, keep your bones strong, your muscles strong. So again, doing all kinds of great things. And if you are an active person, it's definitely going to be beneficial.
Yeah, I remember past years of watching TV during the Olympics and that was back when there was one year I think they had a campaign, Milk Does the Body Good or something, and they had some of the athletes on there, you know, drinking a glass of milk, and they have the milk mustache, you know, afterwards.
Yes.
And promoting it. And I mean, you know, it kind of goes, like I said, you know, athletes, you know, they're concerned about their body, making sure it's the healthiest it can be. And the fact that they include milk into that tells you, you know, milk is an important part of a healthy diet.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, kind of going off of that, I'm going to bring up chocolate milk. So, and that is, I think, a favorite, whether you are using it, you know, as a recovery drink or you are just enjoying the delicious taste of chocolate milk. But chocolate milk actually is great for recovery. And so, you know, you mentioned you saw, you know, these athletes drinking milk on TV or things like that. And actually, there's a lot of athletes right now, and this can be, you know, young athletes, so maybe a college team, or, you know, maybe you are a professional athlete, different things like that. But chocolate milk has some really great benefits, and it's great for recovery. So, so you know, you're getting, again, the carbohydrates that's going to give you energy back into your body, the protein that's going to help you rebuild those muscles. And actually, it has electrolytes in it, which, you know, especially today and in the heat, and that's really important to stay hydrated. So those electrolytes actually help to hydrate your body and keep you hydrated. So so again, it's kind of a really great, it's kind of the perfect recovery beverage. And I think, you know, I would be curious, as and I'm one of those people who I will turn on the Olympics, you know, watching them over the next couple months. And I would be really curious to see just like how these different athletes refuel, because that is definitely, milk is definitely something that a lot of athletes keep on, you know, keep as part of their training routine.
You know, I find that interesting, the chocolate milk, because so many times, you know, people will say, well, you know, you drink white milk because chocolate milk's got more calories in it. Chocolate milk's not as good for you, you know. But apparently, you know, chocolate milk is as good, if maybe in some areas not a little bit better.
Yeah, so it still has the 13 essential nutrients that white milk has. So, you know, if you are concerned about, oh, getting the same nutrients, you are getting the exact same nutrients. And that's any flavor of milk that you're drinking. And the other thing with that is, if you are an athlete, or if you are, you know, doing that extra exercise, or maybe using extra energy, that extra the extra carbohydrates, those extra calories that are in that chocolate milk, that's actually going to help refuel your body. So that's going to give you energy back into your body faster, and it's going to actually help your body recover quicker. And so you know, yes, you might have some of those individuals looking at those different things, but it's what are you using it for? And in this purpose, and using it for kind of a recovery drink, it is definitely the beneficial drink and the perfect drink.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in. We'll come back and talk some more with Maggie from the Dairy Council. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. I got some time left, and talking with Maggie from the St. Louis Dairy Council. June Dairy Month, like I said, just a few days left in June, but still time to get out and celebrate, you know. And so speaking of celebrating, what kind of things can we do to help celebrate Dairy Month?
Yes, so there are all kinds of things you can do. The first thing is just enjoying dairy. You know, and I think I actually, you know, I'm at the grocery store, I feel like, almost every day. I don't know why, but every time I walk past the dairy aisle, I feel like I always find something new and different in the dairy aisle, or something that, you know, oh, that looks good and I want to try it. And so now is kind of the perfect time to, you know, maybe try a new dairy food that you haven't had. Maybe have a new kind of yogurt or a new flavor of cheese. Or, you know, just trying something different that maybe you haven't had before, or maybe trying to get kind of into a pattern of having those 3 servings of dairy every single day. You know, again, now is kind of the perfect time for that, since we're celebrating June Dairy Month. So that's kind of the first thing that I would say is a great way to celebrate. Another way, which is really fun as we're kind of leaning or moving into July, is go have some ice cream, you know, and that can be with your family, your friends, just by yourself. You know, maybe you just need a sweet treat today, but, you know, go have some ice cream. And that's a great way. You know, a lot of towns have like local creameries or local, you know, local ice cream shops. And so you're supporting local, but then you're also, you know, getting a delicious treat out of it. So
you mentioned different dairy and different forms in that. One I think we've talked about before, but I always forget I saw one the other day, kefir.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So that is actually a fermented, it's a fermented dairy drink, basically. And it's very similar to like a, it's kind of like a drinkable yogurt or like milk. It is a liquid, you know, it's a drink, but it's fermented. So it has that, it's really good for your gut health. It actually has those good bacteria, we like to call them, or those probiotics in there, which actually helps kind of, you know, keep your digestion on track and kind of make sure everything's, you know, working as it should. And so, again, that's something that I think not a lot of people have tried before. So I definitely, yeah, I would say go pick some up, go try it. And it's great. You can mix it in with a lot of things too. So maybe you don't want to just drink it. You can mix it into a smoothie, or you can add it into other things, you know, that you can, you know, have with your breakfast or something like that. And so again, it's something new, something different that that is really beneficial for your body, though.
So that's what I find interesting too, is there's so many different things you can do with milk. You know, other than, you know, growing up, you know, I typically think milk with cookies, milk on your cereal, you know.
Yes.
But there's so much more that, you know, can be done with milk.
Correct. Yeah. So like, cooking with milk, I think, is a great one that a lot of people kind of forget about, I think, because like you said, it's usually, oh, I'm going to drink a glass of milk, mm-hmm. Which is great. And adding milk, you can add milk to almost anything, but definitely cooking with it, adding it to smoothies, adding it to different recipes you're going to have. My other thing that I love doing with milk is freezing milk. And that's, again, I think something that people don't think of. I will put it into ice cube trays and freeze it that way. And then you can use those frozen milk, put it in your coffee in the morning, or maybe you like iced coffee. Use those ice cubes, which are actually milk cubes, use that as your ice for your iced coffee in the morning or in the afternoon. You know, again, mm-hmm. we're going into the 100 degree weather now. And so an iced coffee might be the way to go. So it's just, again, a different way to use it and enjoy it. And that also helps that if your milk's kind of close to the expiration date, or you don't think you're going to use it all, that's a great way to freeze it and then make sure, you know, you're using all of it without having to throw anything away.
Right. I like the cube part because now in the winter, I like my coffee really hot, but yes. In the summer, I kind of like it warm. I don't like cold coffee really, but I like it just warm. Yes. I said, you can make the small cubes or whatever that you can drop that in there. And that way, you know, it's like dropping a cube of sugar, which I don't use sugar in it, but make it easy, just drop it in there.
Right. And that milk's going to give it a great flavor too. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, some people do like to drink it black, but other people, you know, you might need a little milk or a little mm-hmm. cream in there. And so that kind of takes care of that as well.
You always have a really good recipe attached when, you know, when we go over what we're going to talk about and everything. And, tell us a little bit about this month's recipe of the month.
Yes. So this month is actually, it's a homemade pudding recipe. But instead of a vanilla pudding, we're actually doing a chocolate pudding. So it's a homemade chocolate milk pudding.
A chocolate milk pudding.
Yes.
Okay.
So actually using chocolate milk to make the pudding. And it's very simple. I actually just made it a couple weeks ago, and I mean, it was gone within a day. I'm really bad about pudding. I just eat it all if it's on hand. But it's chocolate milk, a little bit of sugar, because there's already, like we talked about, a little bit of sugar in that chocolate milk that's going to give it that flavoring. Mm-hmm. So you just need a little bit of sugar, cornstarch, egg yolks, butter, and a little bit of vanilla. So again, just a couple ingredients. You might already have some of these on hand, which helps to make it a little bit easier. So basically you add all of these ingredients together, you boil them until your mixture starts to thicken, and then you set it aside, let it cool. You can actually eat it warm if you want, or put it in the refrigerator and have it cold a couple hours later. But you're getting the great benefits of the chocolate milk. So you're getting those 13 essential nutrients, you're getting a little bit of protein. Again, this is something great to have maybe after exercise or after an activity, or even just a snack during the day, or even for dessert. If you want to have it for dessert, you can even maybe add some fruit on top if you want, do different things like that. The other thing that I'm going to mention, since it is very hot outside, you can actually put these into either ice cube trays or cups or popsicle molds if you have a popsicle mold at home. And you can actually freeze this chocolate pudding and make it into pudding pops. And so if you haven't had that before, I definitely would say try that out. But that is also, again, just a great way to kind of enjoy some chocolate pudding, but maybe have it a little bit different. And again, since it's so hot outside, a pudding pop might be the way to go.
So got about 40 seconds or so left. I guess we can tell people how they can get more information, or if they didn't quite get the ingredients for the recipe, they can go and find those ingredients.
Yes. So our website is stldairycouncil.org. We have all of this information on there, what we talked about today. The recipe is also on our website, so you can look it up. We also have a Facebook and an Instagram account, which is at stldairycouncil. And on there, you will find kind of what we're doing out and about, how we're celebrating National Dairy Month. And then again, you can find this recipe and additional recipes that hopefully you will enjoy.
All right, great. Well, Maggie, thanks for being with us. And give us a little bit, I guess, what we're going to talk about next month.
Yes. So next month is National Ice Cream Month. And again, it is probably a favorite of mine, and I think most people will probably enjoy that as well. So talking about different flavors, different ways you can enjoy ice cream, different things you can do with ice cream. So it's all about ice cream next month.
I can't beat that.
I agree.
All right, Maggie, thanks for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Maggie from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak. That'll wrap things up. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.